Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, if you're ready, I'm ready. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's give God a big thank you for the word today, everybody. Amen. Amen. Well, we're finishing a series called A Better Life. Have you got anything out of this series on a better life? That's God's will for all of us, to have a better life than you could ever dream for yourself, that you could ever imagine for yourself. God's got a better life for you than you could ever, you know, plan for your life. God's got a better life for you. And our text has been John chapter 10 and verse 10. John 10, verse 10. And let's read it in the King James Version. The thief, now who is that? The devil. The thief comes, and he's coming, right? He's your trouble today. He's your problem today, not your mother-in-law. Oh, all the mother-in-laws didn't like that, praise God. Not your neighbor, how about that? Not your boss, how about that? Come on, we're having a joke here. Come on, laugh a little bit, okay? That the thief is the devil, and it's not God. And we found out last weekend that when I blame God for bad things in my life, I'm tempting God, right? That when I blame God, like the children of Israel who came out of Egypt, they were to go into the promised land, they never made it. They never fulfilled God's will for their life. They never fulfilled God's plan for their life. They died in the desert because they complained, murmured, and blamed God. So the Bible talks about them. It says, don't tempt the Lord your God as your ancestors did in the wilderness. So when I blame God for tsunami, earthquakes, heartbreak, rejection, persecution, sickness, disease, famine, when I blame God for that, I'm tempting God. God is a good God. Don't ever forget it, church. And the devil is a bad devil. So the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Anything that destroys my life, anything that takes my joy, peace, and happiness is not from God. It's from the devil. I have come. Here's the good news. I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Abundant life and a better life. That's what Jesus came to do. Now, one translation says, the Living Bible, it says, for there where I have come to give you life, you might have life and have it more abundantly. The Living Bible, it says, my purpose is to give you a fulfilled life. The Living Bible says that his purpose, he came with purpose. We are to live a purpose-driven life. You and I are to live a purpose-driven life. You know, abundant life for me is living a purpose-driven life and a life of impact. An abundant life isn't status and salary and station. Abundant life is more than the metrics of money. Abundant life is knowing your God-given purpose and living it out and making an impact with your life. Are y'all hearing my definition at Church on the Rock? Abundant life is more than salary, sex, status, and station. Abundant life for us at Church on the Rock, we define it more than the metrics of money and accumulation. Abundant life for us is finding our God-given purpose, living it out with intention every day of our life, giving God the best version of ourselves every day of our life, and thus impacting our family, our friends, and our community for Christ. If you agree with that, give the Lord a good praise today. Would you, church? Amen. So Jesus said, I came with purpose. That's what the Living Bible says. I came with purpose, and that my purpose is that you would have a fulfilled life. I love that. And then Kenneth Wiest, he's a Greek scholar. So the original Greek, it was written in. In the original Greek, it says that I have come so that you could be possessing life and possessing life to the superabundance. That's the original Greek. I have come that you would be possessing life and possessing life in superabundance. Don't you like that? That's the original Greek language. Now, for me, that speaks to me because it says possessing. You see, every promise that God's given to you and me, we have to possess it. I'm coming over here. It's not going to fall in my lap. It's not going to fall off a tree. It's not going to happen because I need it, want it, or desire it. It's going to happen because I possess it. We are to possess the promises of God. And how do you do that? Through faith. Through faith. There's a phrase in the Bible. I love it. Don't miss it. He that believeth, haveth. He that believeth, I know it's raining, but you're going to get happy with me. I'm going to get happy. He that believeth, haveth. He that believeth, haveth. So if you want to haveth, you got to believe it. If you want to haveth, you got to believe it. It's not just needing it, wanting it, should having it. If I want to have it, abundant life, then I've got to believe it's God's will for me. An abundant life is knowing your God-given purpose and living it out with intention every day of your life, thus making an impact on those around you. Amen and amen. And you know, that's what we're all about at Church on the Rock, right? You all know our mission statement. If you don't, I'll tell you, okay? It's to lead people to a God like we just did, who's for them, and help them discover his purpose for their life. That's abundant life. That's a life of intention, not drifting, not wondering, who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going to go when I die? You can have the answers to all of that. Did you know that? Who you are, where you came from, what you're to do, and where you're going to go when you die. You can know all of that. That's good news. Amen. So in the Greek, it says, I've come that you might be possessing, that you might be possessing, that you might be possessing life and to a superabundance possessing that life. So folks, it's not going to happen because we come to church. I'm not a Big Mac because I ate at McDonald's this afternoon. Okay, it's not going to happen because I want it, because I need it, because I desire it. I've got to believe it. I got to believe it. He that believeth, haveth. If I want to haveth, I got to believe it for me. If you want abundant life, you got to believe it's God's will for you. So I want to challenge you today. What is your picture? I told you my picture. I love y'all, by the way, big time. What is your picture of abundant life? It's been created by your parents. It's been created by your peers. It's been created by your experiences. It's been created by your church hurt. It's been created by religion. It's been created by the world. It's been created by your background. It's been created by your ancestry. It came from somewhere, all of those places. But I just want to challenge you today. Go to the book, the B-I-B-L-E, and dare to get the picture there of what abundant life really is. It's not just getting by. It's not your head above the water. It's not just struggling through life. It's not just existing. It's not being a victim. It's not being dysfunctional. It's not being your past. It's not being your hurt. It's not being your mistakes. Come on, somebody. Abundant life is living out God's purpose for your life, every day of your life, with intention. Amen. Giving God the best version of you every day of your life, thus living a life of impact. Oh, I like it. Now, at Church of the Rock, we're techie. Y'all know that, right? I mean, we got electric charging stations for your electric cars out there. Praise the Lord. I mean, look at all the technology you see going on here, folks. I mean, this whole thing's run by computer. You realize that, right? Now, AI's out there whether we like it or not, okay? And there's good and there's bad, but here's what I believe. I believe if Paul was alive today, the Apostle Paul, he'd use everything for the gospel, okay? You know, just like what they said back in the 50s, that TV was a demon and churches should never, and the religious should never use the television, and they found out they were wrong, right? Right. So I'm not a proponent of a lot of things that are going on out there that's used for evil, but I think we should use them for the gospel. Does that make sense? So I went to AI this morning, and I said, AI, would you please give me your definition of abundance? So I wanted to see if AI was smarter than me. Okay, so here's the definition that AI gave me. Seriously, this is AI. I punched it up this morning. It said, just ask anything you want. I said, okay, what's your definition of abundance? Because see, my challenge to every one of you from the front row to the back, to the online all over the world, we're all over Europe now, to all of you, is what is your picture of an abundant life? What's that look like to you? That you should have a picture. Because that will determine the life that you live and the quality of life that you live. Now, I already told you mine. I already set you up for the right answer. And that is to find and discover God's purpose for your life, who you are, why you're here, where you came from, where you're going to go when you die. And to know God's purpose, and then every day you get up and live with intention. You just don't bump through life. You just don't exist wondering why. But you get up with intention every day to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Thus, you live a life that wasn't wasted or regret, but it was a life of impact. That's abundant life to me. It's not status. It's not sex. It's not salary. It's not station. It's not the metrics of how much money or how much is your portfolio. It's more than all of that. So here's the definition that AI gave me this morning. An abundant life is living a rich, full, flourishing, overflowing. I think AI goes to church on the rock. Abundant life is living a rich, full, flourishing, overflowing, fulfilled life. This is AI. Living with purpose. I told you he goes to, or she goes to, whoever it is out there goes to church on the rock. Must be online. Because AI said, living with purpose. Living with purpose. Do you know your purpose today? Do you know why you're here? Do you know your calling? You want to. That's why you're in the right place, because that's our mission here, is to lead people to a God who's for them. God's not mad at you. And let you know he has a purpose for your life. And everything we do here is to help you discover it, develop it, and then live it out. A life of impact. That's Church on the Rock, 41 years. Okay? So abundant life, AI, living a rich, full, flourishing, overflowing, fulfilled life. Living, seriously, if I'm lying, I'm frying, with purpose and intention. This is AI. Living with purpose and intention, living with peace, joy, and gratitude. Not tied to money or status, but it's a life of impact, period. That was AI this morning. I thought, my goodness, again, seriously, that's what I teach, that's what I preach for 41 years. Living a life of impact, living an abundant life, an overflowing life, a life of peace and joy. God's got a better life than a depressed life, a defeated life, an overwhelmed life, a suicidal life. The devil is a liar. Amen, somebody? Why don't we just make him mad and give God big praise right now? Come on, give God your best praise. Come on, give God your best praise. Hallelujah. Oh, you inhabit the praises of your people, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. All right, so let's read it from the Message translation, same verse. A thief is only there to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you might have real, and look at this, eternal life. Whoa. you realize there's eternal punishment or eternal life. One or the other, heaven or hell. Eternal life or eternal punishment. That you might have eternal life, more and better life than you could ever dream of. Oh, thank you, Lord. God's got a better plan than we've got. Amen, somebody? Look at Proverbs 19:23. When you live a life of abandoned love, this is what Lloyd was singing about, surrendered. Everybody say surrender. Surrender. You know, that's the key to getting more of God. That's the key of hearing more of His Spirit. That's the key to victory and breakthrough, is being honest and humble and surrendering all your heart. When you live a life of abandoned love, when you surrender, therefore, before the awe of God, wow, you've got, and I've got to have the right picture of God to have the right picture of life. And we try to tell people that. How do we do that? We tell them, God is for you. You should be in awe of that. You should be in awe of how good, how great, how powerful, how loving, how forgiving God is. He's the God that was, He's the God that is, and He's the God that shall be. He knows your past, your present, and He knows your future. And He can take care of your past. He's with you now, and He's got your future planned out. You got to have a picture of God to have the right picture of life. So look at this. In the awe of God, you surrender. And look at this. Look what's going to happen. Here's what you will experience. I want to get it off the page and in your life. I want to get it away from a sermon and create a story in your life. I want you to have a narrative of your life. I want you to be able to tell people what you've gone through and how good God was for you. That God was with you, that He never left you, that He was by your side, that He took you through and He brought you out into a wealthy place. That's what it meant by, in the original Greek, Kenneth E. Wiest, he came that you might be possessing, not hearing about it on Sunday morning, not hearing about somebody else experiencing abundant life, but God wants you to possess it. But you can't possess it if you're down on it, if you give God bad press, if you listen to disgruntled Christians, if you listen to sinners, if you listen to the world system, if you listen to religious people, they'll steal the right picture of God from you. So notice that you and I have to have the right picture of God, and then He wants us to experience it, not just be happy in church and run the aisles and hang from the chandeliers. Come on, somebody. I grew up with that. I grew up without running the aisles. I grew up in Pentecost. And guess what? That was okay on Sunday, but it didn't help me on Monday. I needed some substance. I needed something substantial that I could stand on, that I could speak to the enemy, So as your pastors who love you, we want you to experience it. So notice He said, if you'll surrender, if you'll, and many did here today, and many did online, and I'm so excited for you. Surrender, then what will you experience? You'll experience abundant life. Doesn't the scripture say I've got to lose my life to find my life? It does. I have to lose my life to find my life. Pastor, that's a paradox. I don't understand that. I have to lose my life, give my life to God. Here's my heart, God, all of it, and then I find my life. Who I am, why I'm here, where I came from, and where I'm going to go when I die. And when you have the right answers for all of that, you live confidence, with boldness, with assurance. You get up with intention, with passion, with purpose. And that's the abundant life. So the abundant life, look at this. If we'll surrender, oh man, I am out of time. Can you believe that? If you will surrender to the awe of God, thank you, Jesus, as the team comes, here's what you will experience, Church on the Rock, an abundant life. And what did AI say? AI copied Pastor Blunt. A flourishing life, a fulfilled life, a satisfied life, a life of impact, a life of purpose, a life of intention. Really shocked me when I saw all that on AI today. And then look at this. What else will you experience? the abundant life is continual protection. You don't got to live in fear in your neighborhood, your community, at school, at college, on the campus, at work. This week, court case, doctor's appointment, God's protection. You will abide under the shadow of the Almighty, right? It will not come near you or nigh you. When I surrender to that abundant life, God's plan for my life, God had a better plan for Kim and I than we had for ourselves. God's got a better plan for you than you could ever dream of. So when you live a life of abandoned love and you surrender your life to the awe of God, here's what you will take to the bank. Here's what will work for you on Monday. You will have an abundant life. And what is that? A life with purpose and intention and impact. And then he says, not only that, you have continual, look at this, protection. And family, did you see this, the last three words? I can't read the last three words. What does it say? Boy, the Rolling Stones were wrong. Can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no. Wow, because you don't smoke like me. Praise God. All right. So a complete satisfaction. Notice that when I surrender my life to God and my plan to God's plan, and I say, God, I don't want my piddly life. I want your abundant life. Then God says, you know what you're going to get? You're going to experience that, all of that, purpose, calling, assignment, clarity, peace, joy, forgiveness, companionship, relationship. You're going to find out where you came from, who you are, what you're to do, why you're here, and where you're going to die. And I was going to answer all of that. I had 7 points, but I'm out of time. So notice complete satisfaction. Wow. So I don't need something else in my life today to be satisfied. If I've got Christ, I've got everything that I need. Come on, somebody. Well, I'm single, Pastor, and I want to get married so I can be happy. Oh, you are a fool. Pastor, I want this job, and then I'll be happy. You know those same people from where you work, they're going to be in different bodies, aliens, where you're going. Well, I'm leaving this church, preacher. You've stepped on my... Guess what? We're following you to that next church. An abundant life, a better life. And that's what God wants for you. I'm out of time. Did you get something today? Give the Lord a praise.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.